Oh, the weather is finally starting to look and feel a little more like winter across our area. I know technically it's not winter yet. We're still a couple of weeks away from that, but in terms of meteorology, it is winter, as meteorological winter is defined as the months of December, January, and February, and as we come to expect in December, cooler weather is certainly in the cards for us. And we'll keep it on the cool side for the next few days. I'm not talking about any frigid cold or major cold outbreaks or anything like that, but we're talking about daytime highs that will be generally in the 30s, and we'll have overnight temperatures that will be mainly in the 20s, so a seasonably cool stretch ahead for the next few days, and at times there is potential for a little bit of snow and even potentially some accumulating snow, especially south and east of Albany coming up late Saturday into Saturday night. For now, we've had a few snow showers around today, even a few flakes in the air in and around the capital region. There are some bands of lake effect snow off to our west and northwest, and certainly within some of those bands, there's potential for some accumulation. Outside of the bands, we've had a couple of snow showers come through at times, and that'll be the theme into tonight. Now, certainly, if the snow is a little bit more persistent, there's potential for some light accumulations, but we're not looking at anything substantial in our area. Temperatures tonight will be generally in the 20s to near 30 degrees. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have still that chance for a few snow showers, primarily across the north country. Most of us should avoid snow showers tomorrow. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, and our temperatures will be a little bit cooler than today, with highs running generally in the 30s. Today, we're a little bit closer to that 40 degree mark. And then on Saturday, later in the day, we'll see a storm ride to our southeast, and it's going to pass southeast of New England late Saturday into Saturday night, and that is going to bring the potential for some accumulating snow, especially for areas to the south and to the east of the capital region. But it's still a couple of days out. The storm could jog a little bit farther west, which would even bring the Albany area into that snow potential, or it could jog a little bit farther east and kind of miss us out to sea. So we'll see how that plays out, but the potential definitely does exist for at least some snow in our area, south and east of Albany especially, coming up late Saturday and Saturday night. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, and highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, lows in the 20s to around 30, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers and highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with a possible flurry, lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow, mainly south and east of Albany, with highs in the 30s. On Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, high 28 to 36. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.